And as we heard, one of the reasons the dispute over the South China Sea is so high stakes is China's economic power in the region. But China's economy is slowing down, and that's causing concern among soybean farmers in this country. Frank Morris from Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports.
Healthy stands of corn and soybeans stretch for miles around Langdon, Missouri. It's a long, long way from Beijing, geographically and culturally. But economically, it's right next door.
I think about China all the time. China's the big player in the market.
Farmer Richard Oswald is talking about the market for the corn and especially the soybeans he raises here. Six generations of his family have scratched out a living from this land, but news of the economic slowdown in China scared him.
Worried for my living. Yeah, worried for my farm.
Because Chinese exports have helped Oswald's farm prosper.
There's the combine.
It's a brand new red one, and it lists for around $300,000. For years, farmers like Oswald have enjoyed high soybean prices, $12, $13, $14 a bushel. Now, they've fallen below $9 a bushel. And Chad Hart, an ag economist at Iowa State University, says it's China.
Basically, I've watched soybean prices drop almost $2 over the past couple of months due to rumblings, you know, that China's slowing down and, the devaluation of their currency.
Which makes U.S. exports more expensive. American farmers are the world's largest soybean exporters, and China, their largest buyer, purchased about $14 billion worth from them last year. If that market collapsed, it would trigger a huge global decline in soy prices. But Jay O'Neill, an economist at the International Grains Program, Kansas State University, says he doesn't think soybean exports are all that threatened by the Chinese economic downturn.
It scares me more regarding my 401k retirement program than it does about agricultural exports.
The bedrock reason for this is pretty simple. China doesn't grow enough food to feed its ever-growing population.
So regardless of the strength or weakness of their currency, the Chinese government first and foremost will do everything possible to maintain food security.
And that fact was on parade recently in Des Moines, Iowa, where U.S. and Chinese grain merchants inked deal after deal for a total of $5.3 billion worth of soybeans. That's about equivalent to an entire year's crop from Iowa or Illinois, the top soybean-producing states. Qin Ying, deputy director of the Chinese trade group, said it was a one-day record.
Now, let's applause for this remarkable achievement. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Chen, thank you for that wonderful news.
Economist Chad Hart says this kind of deal signing wasn't so much news as stagecraft.
It's more a political play or a PR play.
Hart says the more serious problem with the Chinese slowdown may take a while to hit. 20 years ago, U.S. farmers barely sold any soybeans to China. Chinese consumers have gotten steadily and dramatically richer since then. They can afford pork and poultry. Those Chinese pigs and chickens eat soy meal, creating a huge and lucrative market.
We've gotten used to this trend of steady growth coming out of China. If that's going to start slowing down, that means demand slowing down as we look forward.
Back on the farm, that is exactly what's bugging Richard Oswald.
As we become more integrated with other nations, we tie our fate to their fate.
Which is why Corn Belt farmers are watching China so closely these days. For Here and Now, I'm Frank Morris.
And Frank's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.